Hello and welcome. I'm Dr. Jonathan Black from the Institute for Pentecostal Theology at Regent's Theological College in West Malvern in the United Kingdom. And I'm here with my co-director, Dr. Simo Freistarius, and he is going to talk to me today a little bit and tell me about his new book, Pentecostal Rationality, Epistemology and Theological Hermeneutics in the Foursquare Tradition. So welcome, Simo.
Thank you very much. It's good to be with you, Jonathan.
So could you tell us how you think your book could be described in just one sentence?
Oh, that's a tough question. I think I would probably say that the book is an attempt to construct a tradition-specific Pentecostal rationality.
Right. And what was it that drew you to researching Pentecostal rationality?
I think Pentecostal theologians are increasingly appreciating that Pentecostal theology needs to be informed by a distinct Pentecostal rationality, or at least an epistemology, a theory of knowledge which is compatible with Pentecostal spirituality, beliefs, and practices. And historically, Pentecostal scholarship has utilized resources from other Christian traditions, particularly conservative evangelicalism. And although Pentecostals can and should, of course, learn from other traditions, I think the danger of simply borrowing epistemologies and methodologies from others is that it can lead to inadvertently surrendering essential Pentecostal convictions and intuitions, which can result in doing theology in a manner that is not so Pentecostal after all. And it was effectively this challenge that drew me to researching Pentecostal rationality, as I wanted to identify and develop a theological epistemology and hermeneutics that could serve Pentecostal theology faithfully.
Right. Were there any new insights that you realized in the course of writing the book?
Yeah, for sure. I think there are numerous things I learned while researching and writing the book, which is based on my PhD. And just to name a few, I think I realized that classical Pentecostalism is effectively a modern, or in some ways you could say modernistic movement. And what makes it a distinct Christian tradition is not just what it believes, its theology, but also how it believes, rationality. And in agreement with Alistair MacIntyre, I also came to appreciate that to make sense of an intellectual tradition like Pentecostalism or Pentecostalisms, if you prefer the plural term, one must understand the narrative history of Pentecostalism or the particular Pentecostal movement that you're dealing with. And I suppose this is a problem with a lot of Enlightenment and late modern approaches to philosophy and theology. That is, in a Cartesian fashion, they assume that you can simply start again without paying attention to history. However, what they fail to realize is that the language they use and the concepts that seem intuitive to them themselves have histories. And I guess that's, if you like, the Alistair MacIntyre kind of concept of really looking at the narrative history of movements. And I found that really insightful and helpful to make sense of various intellectual traditions. I suppose the main insight and argument of the book is that classical Pentecostal rationality, particularly as seen in the Ealing Pentecostal Church, is Pentecostal biblical pragmatism. So what I mean by that is that in light of its Pentecostal heritage, it embraces theological realism with respect to the nature of truth. Regarding the biblical side, the Bible is seen as the grounding document and primary source of theological knowledge. And when it comes to the pragmatism element, I would say that particularly within Ealing, but I would say for other classical Pentecostals as well, they tend to utilize pragmatic theories of epistemic justification with particular emphasis on experientialism, it's what people are experiencing, but also experimentalism, if you like, the results and effects that the belief produces.
And you focused a lot of your research on the Ealing Pentecostal Church. What was it that led you to focus on Ealing for the tradition in your argument?
I think in my research, I wanted to identify, if you like, the tacit or implicit rationality of Pentecostalism. That is, I was keen to follow Ludwig Wittgenstein's advice of starting by looking rather than thinking. He famously stated that don't think but look, because I wanted to develop a rationality that would be firmly rooted in the Pentecostal tradition. So then why Elim? Well, I needed to narrow things down. Pentecostalism is, after all, a broad movement. And Elim, I think, was particularly helpful because, well, for starters, it's one of the oldest and largest classical Pentecostal denominations in Europe. Also, very limited academic work has been done on Elim. And also, I happen to be an ordained Elim minister myself and work at Regent's Theological College, which is Elim's main national and indeed international training center. And so I guess that was the tradition side of things. In terms of this idea of argument, the term argument comes from Alistair MacIntyre. And as it's probably coming evident in this interview, I know I work a lot with Alistair MacIntyre's concepts and his philosophy. And I use this concept of argument to really develop a tradition-dependent rationality. And MacIntyre has famously defined an intellectual tradition as, quote, an argument extended through time. So he would say, well, what is a tradition? Well, in many ways, a tradition is an argument extended through time. It's a socially embodied argument. So that's kind of where the word of argument comes. So it's understood perhaps a bit more in a broader fashion than sometimes we might use in the vernacular, or indeed even in much of academic work.
Mm-hmm. So what is it that you hope this volume will contribute towards Pentecostal theology and focused scholarship?
Yeah, I think I hope this volume will demonstrate that the modern Pentecostal movement with its various denominations and streams has significant inherent resources that can be drawn from when discussing current theological and philosophical issues. To use the phrase often used by liberation theologians, I think drinking from the Pentecostal well will not only help Pentecostal theologians to do theology nourished by their own tradition, but can also provide fresh insights for the wider debates within contemporary philosophical and systematic theology. So I hope that it will encourage Pentecostals to kind of look deeper into their own traditions, if you like, to drink from their own wells. But I also hope that it'll contribute to the broader philosophical and systematic theological discussion, because I think Pentecostals have a lot to contribute to the broader field as well.
Well, thank you, Simo. If you'd like to know more about Simo's book, it's available in the Systematic Pentecostal and Charismatic Theology series published by T&T Clark. It's called Pentecostal Rationality, Epistemology and Theological Hermeneutics in the Foursquare Tradition. Thank you for joining us today.